Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Davidson Lohr is our guest. He is a prominent pastor of a large church here in Austin, Texas. And he is, of course, a former combat photojournalist in Vietnam. And he has gone public on 9/11 being an inside job. He has faced that horror. He has done the research. And he's taken a hit to do it. But overall, the people are even more supportive of him today than they were in the past. And we're honored to have him here with us today. He'll be with us another 20 minutes or so, and then we're going to get into a whole bunch of other world news coming up as well. Right now, we're going to your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231 on this live Thursday edition, 1-800-259-9231. I want to move quickly now. Rick in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Saturday is 911 days from 311. So 311 was 911 days from 9/11, the original.
And it took place on 311. 911, and these psychopaths are normally into weird numbers and weird signatures if you read criminology, and yeah, that's why the New York Lottery came up 9/11 on the one-year anniversary, the Chicago Mercantile came up 9/11 point with five zeros behind it, it was like one out of 14 billion something, totally
impossible.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, and Saturday's 996. I don't know, I mean, these guys are over the top. Their handlers are letting them go over the top because America's got to be taken down. And that's the whole point of this. And the reason why, I think everybody does know this, but half the people work for some form of government. And even if you work for something like a construction company, if you make roads, you're working for the government. If you work for a defense contractor, you're basically working for the government.
Well, I want to be clear here. When we talk about the government carrying out the attack, we mean a very small black ops squads and tiny agencies or tiny sectors of agencies interlocking with other foreign intelligence agencies being supported by defense contractors. So, you know, when we say the government, but it's good that people are in the governmental system because they can leak information, they can be whistleblowers. In fact, would you like to comment on that, Pastor?
No, I think that's right. Most of the people in the government are good. I did a sermon several years ago where I don't even remember the subject, but I made the statement about how the government is doing this and it's bad. And I probably had five people in the church come up to me afterward who all work for the government here in Austin and said they were hurt by that, that the reason that they went into that job was to do good, not to do harm. And it was sobering for me to realize, let's give most of the people in the government credit. They're really good people who really want to do the right thing.
Well, it's a cross-section of society. Most police are good, but the training they're given, the systems they're taught are fraud and is oppressive.
Yeah.
Sorry, caller, go ahead.
I understand, but what I'm saying is they don't want to, I mean, think of it. Their whole livelihood is tied up into it. It's just a deal like a denial. I mean... It's like if you found out, you know, say if you're married and you found out your wife's cheating on you, first you're going to have denial. I mean, if someone tells you that. And this is even more because, you know, these guys, the cost-benefit analysis like you talk about, they saw how much of, you know, the economy and how much of this country they actually, or the government, different agencies actually control. So they said, well, even if we do get caught, what are these people going to do? Because they're, you know, they're beholden to our money.
Oh, I agree with you. And let me just add this. People who work for the government have the misconception that then if elements of the government do wrong and they expose it, somehow that reflects on them. Or they think because they're good people, then the rest of the government couldn't be bad, which is extreme naivete.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just think these guys are so... I mean, did you read Bush's speech... He's talking about America like the American homeland. He changes tenses in the middle of sentences. I think the guy is, he's completely handled. I mean.
Well, there's no doubting that, sir. It's well known he has a transmitter in his ear. He's been caught red-handed doing that. It was like a science fiction movie. I watched part of that speech this morning on the web, and I mean, it's like homeland. We are roughing these guys up. We do have secret prisons, and if we don't do this, they're going to hit us. We'll be right back and take more calls with our guest in the final segment.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, I'm going to shift gears into a big news blitz. Also, Jason Burmis of Loose Change, second edition, is going to be joining us about the big demonstrations that are going to be happening in New York over the weekend. And on Monday, I'll be there in the Big Apple up against the dictator so they don't get up there to have a chance to stand up there and grandstand off the deaths and murders they committed. 28-year career CIA official says 9/11 an inside job, highlights missing Pentagon trillions as potential motive. We'll get into that. Also, Anderson Cooper, CIA past. Bush, secret CIA prisons, a vital tool. We'll also get into this story out of Reuters. New Yorkers need to be ready to, quote, evacuate, experts say. These drills are all part of terrorizing the public and creating the illusion that there really is a terrorist threat from the outside. It is all coming up here in this third and final hour. We're in our final segment right now with the author of America, Fascism, and God, Sermons from a Heretical Preacher. Davidson Lohr is our guest, Austin Pastor. And, again, we are so honored to have him on with us today. Pastor, for folks that would like to go to your church or people who would like to be able to attend some of the meetings and discussions that you guys have, tell us about where the church is located or any phone numbers, any websites you'd like to give out before we go to some calls.
Sure. The website is www.austinuu.org. You can probably find out everything that you need there. If you're in Austin, We're located at 4700 Grover Avenue between Burnett and Lamar.
And I've been there years ago for other political events, just to, you know, you have conservatives, liberals in,
yeah.
You know, very diverse discussions. It's a real place where the exchange of ideas is going on, and that's what we need in this country, not this monopoly of media propaganda.
Yeah, we're not trying to exalt a position, whether it's religious or political. We're trying to preserve the process where a wide variety of passionate opinions can be heard safely, and that's rare, too rare.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Richard in Oklahoma. You're on the air with Davidson Lohr.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I've been listening for a couple of weeks, so I'm a little bit new to this, so I'm trying to get my arms around it. And I've got three questions, and they're kind of fundamental. But
Fire away.
What is a neocon exactly?
Okay. Well, give me the three questions, then we'll go through them.
Okay, what is a neocon, and who are these evil people that hold the power over everything? And did possibly the bombings in Oklahoma City, would that be a prelude to anything? Was
sure. Let me answer your question, and I mean, do you want to hold on until after we answer the question? I just want to try to cram in all the calls and give the pastor a chance to have some closing comments. In fact, I'll just let you listen off air. Thank you for the call. You can call back another day and we can have a longer discussion. I'm just pressed for time here. Okay, who are the neocons? And what is a neocon? Who are the neocons? Do you want to take that, Pastor?
Well, it just means neoconservatives. Some people are starting to call them neo-fascists, and that feels more accurate, more descriptive.
It's not quite strong enough, but yeah, it's good.
Because the reason for calling them neo-fascists is that what they want is the marriage of government serving the agenda of large corporations and big money. And that's pretty close to a definition of fascism.
And it's not free market. They're going to use government to criminally consolidate.
It's nothing free about it at all. It's more like piracy. It's a freedom to plunder for those with the power to plunder.
Yeah, when you hear security, that they carried out the attacks, then, quote, bring in their security, which is really a chaining you down so they can have their way with you.
Sure. So I think that's a nutshell definition of neocon. I think you could probably add a lot more to it. And what were the other questions?
He was wanting to know, who are they? And you have to understand, the neocons are a client management group that was able to shell elites, the oil companies and others, though some of the old elites are going, you guys have really endangered things, but the neocons are in control. The neocons are Elliot Abrams, Wormser, Crystal, Bush, Jeb Bush, Dick Cheney. There's 25 of them that are part of the Project for New American Century, but then they have a whole nest of them controlling the dominant positions on the Council on Foreign Relations. And they openly hearken back to philosophers and political scientists like Strauss, who were fascist and who believe in a fascist model. You want to elaborate more on that?
Yeah, and Machiavelli. I mean, that's one of Rove's heroes, the Machiavelli thing, and they're doing it very well. These are people who, I think when we look at the power of the government, it's misleading to look at who's president. We need to be looking at who's been there in Washington all this time, and these people have been there for 30 years. They've been there their whole adult life.
We have to know the elite does plan, if things go bad, which they are, to then blame the neocons, which are kind of like a birdcage liner. They then remove them. It's a larger part of the system and the elite that are there that will allow this to happen.
I like the birdcage liner picture.
Well, that's it. And they'll just stick a Hillary in or somebody else, and then it'll take us 4 or 5 years to figure out she's bad. And then, but I think that's, in the past, in polls, the population would be mad against one party or the other. Now, in polls, 80%+ distrust and hate the entire system. And I think that's encouraging.
It is encouraging. It's frightening, but it's encouraging.
Well, it lets the establishment know that the jig is up. I mean, the left-right paradigm has been shattered because conservatives are figuring out that conservative leaders aren't conservative and don't represent us. Liberals are figuring out liberal leaders have been bought off and don't represent us. And so, the fight is on. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Dennis in North Carolina. Dennis, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is Dennis. I'm actually in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay, I was told North Carolina, but it's
he may have heard Charlotte and then picked up.
Okay, go ahead.
North Carolina. I just wanted to touch on a couple of things real quick, and I'll get off the air here. I want you to know that the 9/11 Truth Movement is gaining some ground here in Charlottesville. I've been handing out your DVDs and your videos to people to let them watch. We also have what they call a Freedom of Speech Monument on our pedestrian mall. It's a granite wall. It's about 8 foot high, about 20 feet long, and people go down there and they write stuff on it with chalk. And I happened to pass by there the other day, and someone had written Infowars.com across it. I was watching TV last night, the News Hour on PBS, and they were interviewing a construction worker who was a volunteer at Ground Zero and some of the ill health effects that he had suffered as a result. And
that's another thing. The EPA said they breathed all that asbestos. They had to have treatment, $96 million to treat them. And Bush just said, no, scrap those reports. And now people denied they were hurt. Now the media has to admit they lied. Again, why would the government, who can just print money out of nothing, not want to even treat the firemen and police? It shows a callous hatred. In fact, can you comment on that?
Well, we're back to the idea that loss of life isn't what's important to them. It's loss of money that's important to them. So those who can make the money are the real players, and the rest aren't the real players.
While Bush will stand on the rubble and pat him on the head, it means nothing.
It's a horrible insult. It's great arrogance. It hurts to see it.
What is it like for you knowing they carried out the attacks and watching them grandstand as our saviors?
The first word is disheartening. It is disheartening to see how easy it was for them to pull it off, and disheartening to see how long they've been able to pull it off. I'm hoping the tide is turning.
Oh, it definitely is turning, and it's coming towards a collision. To answer the earlier caller's third question, Oklahoma City, clearly an inside job. That is a no-brainer. If you look at the evidence, it's just, and I see you nodding your head, Pastor.
Sure. The bombs that they found inside of the buildings, the fact that they said these were not fertilizer bombs that made this happen. On and on and on. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Thank you, sir. You keep it up there. Let's talk to Elias in Michigan. Elias, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Yes, sir.
Pastor. Yes.
Yes.
You know, even a cursory reading of history brings out the fact that religion is behind practically, say, 90% of the wars down through history.
Sad commentary. People using religion,
sir. It's true, yes, of course. But it's a truly, but they're stupid enough to believe it. Like 25 million here listen to this baloney about the kings of the east and the kingdoms of the north are all going to come together in a great clash, and this is going to be it, and we are going to be wasted away. They believe that.
Right.
Well, you wouldn't have all those red states in red there. They would, Bush and company would have no. They would have no base.
Well, let's be clear. You know, the Bible is
religious.
Caller, and I'm out of time. I got
to
let you go. I appreciate your call. We heard you as many as we could. I'll take more calls later. But let me just say on this subject, please don't blame Christianity for people that are misappropriating it and using it. I just want to close with that. We've got about a minute and a half left. I want to thank you for being here with us.
Sure.
Closing comments,
good.
Pastor?
Well, just on his comment that the great religious teachers, and just to take Jesus, since he's talking about Christianity in America, always say that the right path is very, very narrow and few choose it, and the broad path is the one that most follow. So,
and it leads to destruction.
It absolutely leads to destruction and war and the Crusades and all the rest that we've seen. I would like to see the religion of Buddha, of Jesus, of the great Hindu teachers, of Muhammad at his best, rather than the religions about them that have been subverted to serve nationalistic and greedy and murderous schemes. Come to the fore.
Well, I myself am a Christian, and I have a personal relationship, and I know it's real, and then I can just look at these phony Christian leaders on television, and they're a bunch of pimps. They're dressed up like pimps, and they act like pimps, and they've got pinky rings on, and they're up there just I mean, how can people look at that, and that's not Christian?
It is a carnival. They're like carnival barkers, and it is a carnival. I keep seeing Pat Robertson in a orange and green plaid sport coat standing on the corner trying to sell you, you know, a used hot dog.
Absolutely. Well, Pastor Lohr, we've got to get you back in. America, Fascism, and God is the book. and we appreciate your courage in exposing 9/11, and I hope in the next few months we're still here and not in World War III to have you on, my friend.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. It's great spending time with you. All right. We're going to come right back with Jason Burmis of Loose Change Second Edition to talk about the big rallies coming up in New York this weekend and on Monday, and then a big news blitz coming up. More of your calls after that.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm not going to keep him long. He's a very busy man. Jason Burmis, really my favorite, I think, of the trio. They're all three great guys. Corey Rowe and, of course, Dylan Avery, the makers of Loose Change 2 Second Edition. They got the big third edition coming out in a few months. And they're going to be a big part of the vigils and the visibility of 9/11 truth in New York. And I'm honored to be to be joining them coming up throughout the weekend and on Monday. Jason, thank you for joining us.
Well, we're honored to have you, Alex, and I just want to thank you again for everything you've done for this movement, and you had an excellent guest on before.
Well, thank you. Oh, you were tuned in, my friend?
Absolutely.
Sorry we got our wires crossed and got you on late. Tell us about what's coming up this weekend and the key, what's coming up on Monday.
Well, we have a lot coming up this weekend. Beginning Friday night, us and New York 9/11 Truth are going to be holding events all weekend long. And on Sunday, we're actually going to have Immortal Technique. I believe you're speaking on Sunday. Just a lot going on before 9/11. And we have something like 1,100 T-shirts to hand out to everybody. I think we have something like 250 signs that are all plastic because there's certain regulations of what you can and can't bring down there, but we made sure we got the right stuff. And we're really ready to become very visible this 9/11.
Tell us about it. Tell us about the itinerary.
Oh, wow. We just have so many people speaking. I believe Howie Hawkins is speaking. He's running under the Green Party for Senate. He's a 9/11 Truth candidate. Luke is going to be speaking. He really helped put all this together. Les Jamison's going to be there. Corey Rowe's going to be there. Of course, you, Alex, are going to be there. We're going to be there. We're going to be screening a new presentation of some of the stuff coming up in Loose Change Final Cut, highlight a lot of the stuff that we did down in D.C. And something we just found out, which I found very exciting, is that Dylan is actually going to be in studio Monday morning at 8 a.m. in Democracy Now! To debate Davin Coburn of Popular Mechanics.
Oh, my gosh, I'm salivating.
I can't wait, Alex. We are psyched up.
Well, you need to hit them on the fact about how they claim that no planes ever got intercepted, but the very same major who made that claim is in Reuters talking about hundreds of intercepts. I mean, I wish I could debate them.
Oh, I hear you. We are putting together a package, and we're bringing a DVD player, and apparently Glenn Beck is going to have us in studio later in the day after we're done with the Ground Zero vigil. And we're going to hit them with the facts, too. These neocons and these left gatekeepers think they can keep the lid on this. They can't. You know, the people are waking up, and it's time that we got out there and did something about it.
I agree with you, and I know Dylan's smart, but they're going to try to lie. They're going to try to make false claims. He's just got to stay on point, ignore what they're saying, and just put bullet points out. That is my advice.
Oh, absolutely. And we're actually going to bring a DVD player in and say, hey, why is there an explosion on the 8th floor of World Trade Center Building 7? This is a high-ranking government official claiming this, that while he was being escorted out by a fireman. Can you explain why there were bombs in Building 7? Because, you know, now NIST is coming out with their new report that it possibly could have been bombs in the building. But who knows how they're going to
say
that?
Yeah, this is what I'd say in that debate. I'd go, listen, let's not talk about the straw man fake arguments, okay? We have hundreds of firemen and police saying they saw bombs going off. Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane. FEMA and NIST have given five different reasons for why it collapsed. Now they say those are all wrong. It could be bombs. First, Bush claimed he never heard of a plan to fly hijacked planes into buildings. Now that's been proven to be a lie. I guess you're going to tell me they found WMDs, too. You guys can spin, you can run, but you can't hide.
You know, they probably will try to say that they found WMDs. You see some of these bloggers actually trying to claim that, and it is incredible to me. And then you see Bush, I mean, yesterday saying, hey, we have these secret prisons. We're going to do what we have to. Like you said, it's not torture. We're just applying pressure. I mean, it's ridiculous. And to have him have the nerve to come down to Ground Zero this year and grandstand, like you said, and really try to play the hero's role, it's so revolting and disgusting to me that I really hope that encourages even more people to come out to Ground Zero. Because if you're close and you're going to let this monster just sit there and just reiterate the lie, I mean, you're just as guilty. You know, silence is betrayal. That's the bottom line.
What time are we meeting up? What, it's 9 a.m. there, right in front of the Millennium Hilton, there at Ground Zero?
I believe so. I think we're going to be there at 8. We're going to try to get there early so, you know, if people, you know, need to come in and get DVDs from us so they can hand them out to other people and signs, we're going to be prepared. So, you know, we're going to try to be there as early as possible.
It's exciting, and it's another example of what three highly motivated people can do. And you guys are a testament to everyone else as models of this fight. The website is Loose Change with two O's, 911.com. We have links to it up on Infowars.com. I'm getting in late Friday night at about 11 or 12, but I do want to try to hook up with you that evening or find out where you're going to be at. And it is going to be a marathon. I've got like four TV networks and trying to interview me the morning I get there. So, but somehow we're going to have to. I'm trying to make a film while I'm there too. I know you guys are going to be ultra busy, but I want to stick together as much as we can so we can. I just can't wait to see what happens Monday.
Yeah, I am so excited. Like I said, we have international media covering us Monday. We have Spiegel TV coming down. We have the CBC with cameras on us. And CNN, who was up at our house, I believe, a week ago for the Paula Zahn show, they say they're going to send down a crew, too, to cover us. So
stay there. Stay there. A few more minutes on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
These poor guys, I'm sitting here like their mother during the break giving Jason advice. And what I would do out of the gates going up against Popular Mechanics is I would say, you guys are the ones that put out the singing of the main story. You are in the encyclopedia, Hearst Publishing, Popular Mechanics, in the debate they're going to have with them. You're in the encyclopedia as the fathers of yellow journalism. You lied and said that your chief editor over this project, Benjamin Chertoff, wasn't related to Michael Chertoff, Homeland Security Director. Turns out they're close family friends. He's a first cousin, and they dine together. Why'd you lie about that? You know, why'd you build straw men? And then ignore everything they say, everything they throw at you. It'll all be lies. Just say more lies, just like the WMDs in Iraq. Here's the facts. Building 7, bombs in it. And just fire out your website, because I'm salivating. I would love. I've been set up by Fox, CNN, NBC, CBS, Nightly News. And always the producer goes, yeah, we're setting you up for the debate. And it's always canceled. And I've had a bunch of producers say, well, they just think they can't handle you. They think Dylan isn't going to do a good job. Dylan is going to do a good job, but you've got to war game him. You've got to just stay on script, because that's what they're going to do. Jason, I'm sorry I'm preaching.
Hey, that's all right, man. I mean, I totally hear you. And it's interesting that Amy Goodman, of all people, is the one to set this up, because a few months back, we went to a Code Pink rally with Cindy Sheehan and just some Iraqi women who had just lost everything. It was so sad. And at the end of it, she was in the audience, and she came up and gave this really hypocritical speech that if the media wasn't reporting the truth, they should have their licenses revoked. So I'm thinking to myself, this lady won't even touch 9/11 truth. So, you know, me and Dylan, we set up the camera, and I personally confronted her, handed her a DVD, and, I mean, she's come out against our movie so many times, saying it's ridiculous. I can't wait to see what she has to say. In fact, I just FedExed her a copy of the latest edition. And
let me tell you what's
going
to happen. Out of the gates, you need to say, there's two of you against me, but this is Dylan. There's, up front, there's two of you against me. I demand equal time. But say it on air, then they'll be embarrassed in letting you talk. If not, they're going to double-team you. Get ready.
Yeah, I believe it, Alex. And like I said, it's going to be interesting, but not nearly as interesting as the impact of all these people down at Ground Zero. I mean, the mainstream media is not going to be able to ignore us for much longer. I mean, we have hit pieces in Time magazine right now, U.S. News and World Report. I mean, Newsweek, everybody is trying to attack the 9/11 truth movement. But I think it's positive because now they're publicly having to acknowledge us. And how long is it going to be till someone's in the, you know, White House press conference room asking that question to the president?
Well, it's already happened, and he sits there and freezes up.
Oh, yeah, the Howard Dean comment?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It's an absurd situation.
Absurd insinuation. And he also addressed it, I believe, with the United Nations, not to believe these outrageous conspiracy theories.
And now he's given a new speech saying that the terrorists are using conspiracy theories.
Oh, of course. I mean, you look at how they targeted the latest bombers as guys who had 9/11 truth videos or conspiracy videos. And, you know, that's what they're really going to try to do. But, you know, slowly but surely, Alex, we are becoming the media. And that's what I'm telling people. Bring your camcorder. Bring your camera. If somebody starts acting out of line out there, put it on them and say, no, you're not going to do this today, because there will be provocateurs. There will be crazies out there. But the more and more citizen media we have and watchdogs, the less and less they can get away with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just my crew alone, we're going to have a porcupine of five cameras.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a
wrestling with cameras, yeah.
Absolutely, and it needs to be that way because these guys are not straight up with us. And, you know, they'll do anything in their means to try to squelch our movement and silence our
cause. But they've been discredited. See, the mainstream doesn't get it yet, and they're just starting to realize it. Everybody knows they're a pack of twisting liars.
It's true, and, you know, I talk to people, and they're like, yeah, our viewership is down. All these mainstream media heads that come down, they're like, our magazine sales are down. And we're like, of course they are, because people are sick of being, you know, shoveled lies. And that's what they're doing, and that's why PrisonPlanet.com is so big. That's why our site's gotten 1.5 million hits in the last month and a half. I mean, people want to know the truth, and everybody asks me, you know, why is this so successful? What's so great about this movie? I'm like, well, it's the most real thing people have seen about 9/11 so far, and we as a people, you know, clamor for the truth.
Well, we're coming on like a hurricane. We're not backing off. And Jason Burmis, I just really appreciate you joining us. We have the itinerary for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday posted on Infowars.com. And I can't wait to see you guys there in New York. This is going to be historical. As the man who wants to play hero, the man who fronts for the people that carried out the attacks, is going to be in two sites in New York, grandstanding, and in D.C., and there are going to be people there in D.C. as well. 9/11 Truth is going to be there as well. We definitely have the empire on the run right now.
I believe it, Alex, and these guys are going to pay for their crimes. I have made it my sole mission in life, and others need to do the same.
We'll see you, Jason Burmis, there on the ground this weekend and Monday in the Big Apple. God bless you. Go with God.
God bless you, too, Alex. We'll see you down there.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
How exciting. All right, I got a bunch of news I want to hit. Take a few more of your calls. But before we do that, Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, the Made in America, Big Berkey's, and you get a huge discount. You get basically what distributors get. You get about $100 off on these high-quality Made in America water filtration systems, and I hope you'll take advantage of this right now. Debbie, thanks for holding. Good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me on. How are you doing?
Well, I am in the thick of the fight as we enter the vortex, in, through, and beyond.
I know. I heard that. I was wondering if you could repeat that guy's website because I didn't get it, and it was very interesting what he was talking about, and I'd like to look it up.
Sure. It's Loose Change with two O's, loosechange911.com.
Thank you.
You bet,
well,
Debbie.
We have lots of exciting things going on here at New Millennium with the Berkey water filters. We are still offering second day air to customers who are, you know, wanting to get that so that they can be in any coastal areas or things like that, although thank God.
And that's like a 30-something discount. For normal UPS ground price, you get second-day air.
That's right. That's right. For the normal UPS ground, we're doing second-day air. And also, we want to encourage people to get their Berkeys now and use them every day. I've had lots of customers call me recently and say how much better their health is because they're drinking Berkey water and getting away from the, you know, tap water.
Exactly. That's the key. I mean, if a hurricane will spur you into getting a Berkey, great. But that's not the reason to get them. The water, even the well water in many areas, but the municipal water is a poisonous cocktail, period. Stop drinking it.
That's right. That's right. And we also have a post filter that reduces the fluoride out of the water. So for those people who unfortunately have fluoride added to the water, we can go ahead and target that too. So if they'll give me a call at toll-free 1-888-803-4438, and I'll repeat it, it's 1-888-803-4438. I will take their orders or I'll send out literature. We got beautiful brand new literature that we can now send out to the customers. So, you know, give me a call and we'll get that literature out and, it'll have pictures and descriptions of the Berkeys. And be sure to say you're an Alex Jones listener so that we help, support your international shortwave airtime. And we just look forward to continuing to help support you and get out great water filters to the communities.
This is the system that I bought years before you guys were even sponsors. We have it in the office. We have it in my home. I believe in it. And if you try to buy these units at a camping supply place or at the hardware store, they're about $300. They're $199, correct, for the basic Berkey and then a little bit more for one with the built-in lights and other systems. And they also have sports bottles and other free gifts that are filtration systems when you get the big Berkeys. Give Debbie a call, 888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com. We've got a big fat banner on Infowars.com. Tell them what free gift you want in the comment sections. And at the same time, you can also go to Infowars.com and order via our safe, secure online shopping cart. God bless you, Debbie. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, and God bless you and all your listeners. Thank you.
Take care. Now I got a big call list here, but I'm confused about who's up first. I want to take a few calls. James in Indiana, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to talk about, there's two government documents, I don't know if you're aware of them, that in their own words show that, according to them, a plane hitting the building, the World Trade Center, would not cause a collapse.
Okay.
One of them is referenced on the NIST, they frequently ask questions. Question number one. It says a study was done for the 707 sitting in the building, and why did the buildings collapse? So something like that. And their response is that they cannot find that actual study, really, is basically their response. But what's interesting is the footnote of what they did include. It was sent in by John Dragonetti. John Dragonetti worked on the project. He sent them a three-page memo with 11 points on it that's written by the Port Authority. See, the World Trade Centers is a government building, okay?
No, I understand they were leased by Silverstein. Also, Building 7 wasn't hit by an aircraft, and NISC doesn't know why it collapsed. Well, we do.
If you can get your hands on these documents, Alex, you have in your hands the government's own words saying planes do not cause a collapse if they hit the building.
No, I've been on the NISC site, and I believe I've read over those and seen those. And plus, we had Nomura Yamasaki, the designer, the architect, and then we also had, I forget his name, he's an Italian gentleman who was the chief construction engineer who died on 9/11 a year before the attacks on PBS, talking about how the buildings were meant to be designed to be hit by two 707s apiece.
Okay, but if the footnote said that John Dragonetti sent them in that three-page memo, according to the book, Sitting in the Sky, the Rise and Fall of the World Trade Center, that memo is called, it's a white paper, called Salient Points with Regard to the Structural Design of the World Trade Center Towers.
Yeah.
Well, that's in their own files, so why did he have to send that in to them?
Listen, I appreciate your call. It's an interesting point. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on the air.
Hi. I learned from local radio news
that they're going to put a mark on all the Alabama driver's licenses to identify you as a pedophile. And it's going to be obvious so everybody at the bank can know that you're a pedophile, et cetera.
And that's only the beginning. They're now talking about marks on the license if you've been a drunk driver, marks if you've got a criminal record. And the problem is that the government actually releases violent pedophiles, real pedophiles, and then imprisons 18-year-old men who have sex with their 17-year-old girlfriends in high school.
And
most of the, quote, sex crimes now are, you know, 20-year-old guy goes out with a 17-year-old sweetheart. He's been dating since, you know, she was 14 and he was 16. I mean, there's tens of thousands of these cases a year, and it's incredible. And so that's who we're talking about being in these databases.
And there's more. They intend to not let anybody out of jail or prison until they apply for a driver's license or a non-driver's license.
Yeah, you've got to have the ID card, which is the beginning of compulsory ID cards.
Otherwise,
that's all under
the
national.
Get out.
Well, let me give you more on this. Homeland Security Director Ridge, 4 years ago on C-SPAN, said that if you've got bad credit, it's going to be in the database that your card connects to and that you won't have a green rating. So just like there are trusted traveler programs to get on aircraft, it's going to be nationwide, sir. You're going to have that card, and everything is going to be put on your card. Any reason to then say, well, you don't have your rights because you violated this or that.
Mm-hmm. There's an echo on my telephone. Do you hear it?
No, I don't, Richard. What's on your mind? Do you have any other points you'd like to make?
No, I guess not.
Now, listen, I really appreciate your call. Take care, my friend. Let's go ahead and take another call. Esther in Missouri. You're on
hi.
The air. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you what we're doing here in Kansas City to support your weekend in New York. We're having our own film marathon here, which will include Loose Chains and Terror Storm. Sunday from noon to 8, and then Monday from 5 to 9. It'll be at the Uptown Theater at 37th and Broadway.
Good.
And also then, on Sunday afternoon at 2:30, we're having a public demonstration out on the plaza, 47th and J.C. Nichols Parkway, at what is commonly called the Horse Fountain.
And so, the good news is, all over the country, in small towns and big cities alike, men and women, black and white, old and young, are going out there with their 9/11 truth signs. 9/11's an inside job. You are exposing these murderers. You are exposing these criminals, and I salute you.
Well, I have 200. 9/11 was an inside job signs to distribute.
Good. I hope somebody burns a couple hundred copies of Terror Storm to give them out to everyone. That is so important.
Well, we have people who are doing those things all the time, but this is at this Uptown Theater.
Good.
Both Sunday afternoon and Monday evening.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate the call. That is exciting. Sorry, I'm moving quick here. I want to get everybody on air. All of you are great callers. Chris in Kentucky, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, great news. We have a gentleman named Ed Parker running for Congress to fight the New World Order. And he has a website, www.parkerforcongress.com.
Yeah, there are thousands of 9/11 truth and thousands of anti-New World Order candidates, and they're using their candidacy, some of which are winning, by the way, to stump on TV and in newsprint and at these physical events with all these people there. This is how we're defeating the New World Order.
This is great news, because if he doesn't know about your documentary films, I've got extra copies, and I'm going to give them out to people there as well as his supporters, because I'm not going to stop this New World Order tyranny we're getting into. Another thing I wanted to bring up, did you hear about the new retina scanners to clock in at jobs? That is getting to be everywhere now.
Yeah, tanning salons, gyms, grocery stores, many jobs, public schools, no cash allowed. You've got a thumb scan to buy your food, libraries. This is the new national ID card system integrated with identifiers on your driver's license. This is going in. This is happening.
Yeah, it really is, and it's just the database roundup, too, because it's all going into databases. And I try to tell people that, and it's just some of them are now. Some of them have woken up, but you've got to realize what's coming.
Yeah, a lot of people... my producer on the weekend who does the KLBJ show, he part-time's at a pizza place. They make them thumb scan there, but most of the employees are refusing now. Thanks for the call. Scott in Arkansas. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Good.
Great. Three quick things because I know you're short on time. Drudge Report's got big flashing lights up there. Osama bin Laden meets with the terrorists. I don't know if you've heard that or seen that.
It's just every day there's more fake news.
It seems like they're pulling out all the stops because they're really, really getting it. Also, I remember you about a month ago mentioning something about putting some printable flyers up on your website. I know you're busy all the time, but I don't know if you did that yet. Or
yes, we have a bunch of flyers to exposing 9/11 and for events. They're just, you have to look around on the site for them.
Okay, so it is up on the site. Also, I noticed another site that's out there is nworeport.com. It has a bunch of banners up there to your site and stuff.
Not familiar with it, but sounds good.
Okay. All right. Well, keep up the great work, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. We'll come back in the final segment. I'll hit two or three news items. We're done with calls, sorry, but we are just flat out of time on that front. Coming up tonight, an event, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, 7 o'clock. I'm going to speak, and then we'll take questions after the event. It's great. This is the last event this week, and we got two more next Wednesday and Thursday, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar at 7 p.m. Get your tickets for tonight or next Wednesday or Thursday. Don't wait until it sells out. It's almost sold out. Today's event is almost sold out. It is assuredly going to sell out. A few tickets left on the web, and then they'll have like 20 tickets available at the door. So get your tickets now for the showing tonight at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. About a month ago, the Neocon radio talk show host began saying that I'm probably with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's infiltrated our media. We're putting out the story that 9/11's an inside job for bin Laden. We're under his command, which is just so ridiculous. Good. Go ahead and do that. And if people didn't know you were the terrorist before, Now they really know you are. Good, good. Play your hand, you arrogant pieces of filth. You are not history's actors. We are. We're exposing you murderers. We're not cowards like you. And, of course, Bush has given two speeches. Everybody's freaking out over it. Yesterday and today, saying that Al-Qaeda has infiltrated our media and is manipulating not just the 9/11 conspiracy theorists, but the anti-war movement. And they tried to put this out a few years ago. I remember the Attorney General of California came out and said, we're going to ban anti-war protests. This is on the eve of the Gulf War, Gulf War II, because the war is to fight terrorists. And so if you protest the war, you're aiding terrorists. But see, that didn't work. So they can announce that it's illegal to protest. They can announce that you cannot talk about the New World Order. They can make all, just go ahead, make the announcements, terrorist. We are going to expose you. Period. And we are not going to back off. We are not going to stop. We are going to fight the New World Order. And we know the cost. We know what we're facing. And we understand that if we leave the field, you're going to win. And the police and people in the government and everybody listening, this government is not our government. It is totally criminal. It is dissolving our borders, North American Union. It is taking our freedoms. It has looted the Treasury. Trillions missing from the Pentagon. You work for criminals. I want you to understand. You need to stand with the people and not follow criminal orders. You need to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You need to read it and find out what the real rule book is, not what these would-be dictators are saying, not what they're pushing. So, again, I am begging all of you to stand with us in courage now. I mean, Bush comes out and says it isn't torture, we just rough people up. No, they torture children. And you have to ask yourselves, whose side are you on? Are you on the side of a criminal government that's been hijacked, that openly admits they torture children, a government that openly is destroying our country, a government that is openly setting up a control grid, or are you with the people? Which side are you on? Who are you with? Who do you stand with? Listen, the New World Order wanted to ignore 9/11 truth. They're being forced to report on it now. They're being forced to respond on it now. They are in panic mode. Their back's against the wall. And a lot of us have hit the barbed wire for you. A lot of us have already hit the machine gun nest, figuratively. We've already climbed the mountain. We've already taken on the enemy installations. Now we need you to climb up over our backs, and in some cases over our dead bodies, to beat these people. We are going to swarm them. We are going to stop them. We are going to bring the New World Order down. This is their big gamble, their big move. Don't listen to the phony churches saying we can't affect change, that we shouldn't get involved, that we shouldn't be out there speaking out, that you're a devil if you don't worship Bush. They are the devils, my friends. I live this. I study this. This is what I do. And I can tell you right now, they are scared to death of us. They're scared of our will, our love, our honor, our capacity to sacrifice, and we are engaging the enemy at point-blank range. We are in the thick of it. You have to be ready to win. You have to be ready to affect change. What will probably happen if this continues is the elite will pause their operations, bring a bunch of stuff on Bush for other crimes, remove them, and then kind of keep the ball rolling. That's a victory, though, because it means we're stalling their operations. This is a war. And I'm so sick of the naysayers that say we can't win, but I'm hearing less and less of that. We don't have a choice. Do you understand? I know I don't. I'm at the point of no return a long time ago. This is the real deal. You only live once, so do the right thing. Do what you should. Stand in the gap against tyranny. Join us in history in the fight against the most evil elite we've ever seen in human history. Get out there and take on the New World Order. Please get my new film, Terror Storm. Please make copies of it. It is my testament against these wicked people. I love you all. God bless you all. Take care.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.